All right, let's hit the field.
All right.
Just wanted to talk, that's all.
It was game four of a four-game set between the Athletics and the Yankees in the Bronx. Jose Trevino showing a little bit of oppo power, and Nestor Cortes on the mound looking to back up another solid start. My recap, your reactions coming up next. This is NYY Recaps.
Welcome to Yankee Stadium. New York City.
Just when they thought I was out, they pull me back in.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I'll tell you what, that Mason Miller is no joke. That guy can bring it. That guy can bring it as well as anybody that I've seen since, you know, classic Aroldis Chapman when he first got into the league and was, you know, sitting 103 to 105. I remember there was one at bat where he pitched against Mark Teixeira and was just sitting 103, 104 every pitch. You know, Jordan Hicks also can bring it, but Mason Miller completely overmatched Juan Soto in this series. That's something you don't see very often. And for all the Yankees fans who have been saying, we got to trade for this guy. We got to go out and get this guy. Ken Rosenthal had an episode of Fair Territory today. I'm rocking the Foul Territory hoodie, by the way, for the camera there. But Rosenthal said that they're not going to deal him. He said he'd be very surprised if they dealt him because of how much service time he has left. But my goodness, they could get an absolute haul for him if they decided to pull the trigger. Filthy. So you certainly want to do better than a split against the Oakland Athletics, especially in the Bronx. But the A's bullpen, you know, was just dominant in the two games they won. And tonight, the theme was missed opportunities. A ton of missed opportunities for the Yankees tonight. They had base runners all game. I mean, they had, how many hits did they have? They had 11 hits, and they had a bunch of, well, let's see, how many walks did they have? Three walks. So 11 hits and three walks, and they only got one run. That's not really good. That is not acceptable. You had bases loaded with nobody out in the first inning and do not score. And you waste another good start from Nestor Cortes. So let's go to the highlights real quick. There's not a lot of highlights. It's mostly lowlights. But Nestor, you know, pitching inside early in the game. It was a cold night. They were talking about how it felt like it was in the 30s. It was in the 50s. And, you know, when you got a good cutter like that and you can throw it in on the trademark or the handle, you can get very soft contact. And that's what Nestor Cortes was doing early on. You see the ground balls there, ground ball to Oswaldo, gets the soft fly out here to Verdugo, just keeping the ball off of the fat part of the bat. You know, gets another pop up there, just mixing his pitches, throwing that cutter. Trevino put the Yankees out on top. There's the opposite field home run. This one hit the foul pole right down the line. Shortest home run in Major League Baseball this year. It was listed as 325 feet by StatCast. I don't know how that ball goes another 9 feet. I don't get it. And then Nestor Cortes, third inning, wheels fell off. Home run there to Allen, Nick Allen, about the third row. And then opposite field shot from Nevin, about maybe fourth row. Nestor, you know, was solid otherwise, though. He went 7 innings. Tricky play here in the ninth. Ball hits the bag, redirects to Glaber. And Volpe makes the play. But the Yankees couldn't do anything with Mason Miller in the eighth or ninth. And they drop a tough one.
Mission failed. We'll get him next time.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
If you ain't first, you're last.
JD says can't beat a AAA team. They're actually not in last place, unbelievably. And you can't lie. Their bullpen is filthy. They got some guys throwing triple digits down there. Honestly, this game was lost by the offense just not coming through. It was just, you know, hitting into double plays at the wrong time. You never want to hit into double plays, but, you know, when you got the bases loaded, you're threatening, you got the pitcher on the ropes a couple of times, doesn't help. Nestor, I thought, was very efficient. Through the first two innings, he only had 16 pitches, which is the lowest ever for his major league career. And then, you know, we had this situation where in the first inning, you get the line drive single from Volpe. You get a double from Juan Soto. Judge walked on four pitches, and you're looking like you're going to knock Wood out of the game in the first inning. But he struck out Stanton. Stanton was actually up 2-0 in that count and still struck him out. And then Anthony Rizzo bounced into a double play. And that just kind of killed the momentum right there. Gleyber Torres had a couple of hits tonight. One of them was soft, but he got picked off. If he didn't get picked off, the home run from Trevino might have been a two-run shot. Might have changed things. Might have changed the whole game. But then again, if he doesn't get picked off, maybe they don't pitch Trevino exactly the same way. But let's take a look at Nestor's stats tonight. You know, to me, he was solid. It was just the third inning gave him trouble. He went seven innings, five hits, three runs, all of them earned, no walks. So the command was there, four strikeouts. He was mixing pitches, getting soft contact. It was just that one inning, couple of short home runs. On the season, very solid numbers through six starts. He's not quite what he was before the injuries began. A couple years ago, he had a 2.44 ERA. So he's regressed a little bit, but he's still very serviceable. Through six starts, remember, he was the Yankees' opening day starter, so he's the first Yankee to go six times through the rotation here. He's got a 3.50 ERA. He's averaging six innings per start. He's got a one whip, so one base runner an inning. We've seen the good changeup. Fastballs, you know, 91 to 93. I think we've seen one or two 94s in there. The cutter has gotten better the last couple of outings. He's thrown it to both righties and lefties. And tonight it was just a case of a couple of pitches out over the plate that, you know, I'm sure he would love to have back. But you can't throw meatballs at this level and expect to get them back.
Time to stop throwing these f***ing meatballs.
And then Mason Miller, E-Money says Mason Miller is the Yankees' daddy, apparently. Absolutely. You're dead on. Filthy stuff, 101 miles an hour. You don't see guys dominate Juan Soto like that very often. And he cut through the Yankees like they were butter both times that he pitched in this series. Val on NY says, it's beyond disappointing not to be able to beat a pitcher with a 7 ERA.
Absolutely. Hey.
Ace payroll, Subway sandwich, and a beer. Look, you know, every team's going to win 50 games. You know, that includes the A's. It might not include the White Sox this year, actually. If we look at the standings, the White Sox are 3-22. Yikes. A's now 10-16. I mean, that's not horrendous. Astros bringing up the rear in the AL West at 7-19. With this loss, the Yankees fall into a tie, although they're percentage points behind the Orioles. Orioles at 16-8, Yankees at 17-9, so the Orioles less losses, and that's how you look at things in baseball, the loss column. Got a big series coming up with them next week. So the Yankees will go to Milwaukee tomorrow. Milwaukee is right now, I believe, in first place. They're 16-8 as well. And then they go to Baltimore. So they got three in Milwaukee and then four in Baltimore. It's going to be tough. That is a gauntlet. They got a gauntlet coming up. So Yanks are going to need to be on their game. Let's take a few comments here. Victor Epic Warrior says the 2024 White Sox might be the worst team in baseball history when the season is over.
My quantitative, my math specialist.
Doing bad. The save situation said this game felt like 2023 instead of 2024. I mean, any time that the Yankees suck this season offensively, it's going to feel like 2023. Or like 2021, the Yankees really, two out of the last three seasons, the offense has been boring. 2022, they led the league in runs. And part of that was Aaron Judge hit 62 home runs. But I think this offense is going to be better than they showed tonight. Don't forget, very cold night. And I mean, I know it's cold for both teams. But, you know, a couple of those ground balls, if they find a hole, you know, maybe the game opens up. Maybe the Yankees put up a crooked number. You know, Rizzo's double play in the first inning was really the turning point for me. If that ball, if he hits it through the hole or up the middle and it drives in two runs, you know, now Wood is really, really on the ropes. And you're down 2-0. So, you know, maybe that changes everything. But just couldn't sneak that base hit through when we needed it tonight. James G says, splitting with the A's is so unserious. And then Jairus McClure says, we are absolutely allergic to sac flies. I don't know. We had a couple of sac flies the last couple of nights. Verdugo had one last night, I think. Soto had one. Didn't get it today. Look, so that's how the cookie crumbles. I know a lot of people come on here to vent. And, you know, you could tell that by the people who were saying, trade Judge, do this and that. Like, after he got off to a bad start, there's still people saying it. But let's be realistic. Come on. You're going to lose some games. And you hate to lose to the A's, especially at home. But this was just one of those games where the Yankees got baseballed, right? They had the bases loaded twice and hit into double plays. That's just bad luck, bad swing. You know, the pitch is a little different. The swing is a little different. Maybe the game breaks differently. That's just baseball. So it's disappointing. You don't want to split, but let's be realistic. The Yankees still have a .654 winning percentage, and Gerrit Cole has not thrown a pitch, and Aaron Judge is hitting under 200. So at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, we should be optimistic about this team's future this season. We're seeing good signs from Volpe the last couple of nights. He's coming out of it. Two hits from Gleyber Torres tonight, so maybe he's coming out of it. Although, you'd like him to not get picked off. We had two hits from Austin Wells last night. We had a home run from Trevino, and I believe two hits from Trevino tonight. So we're finally getting offense out of the catching position. I feel like there's two missing pieces right now. Two missing pieces. We're not getting any production out of Gleyber Torres. He's picked up some singles, but he's not dangerous right now. And we're not getting the usual level of production from Aaron Judge. We're not getting the power numbers yet. But I truly believe with some of the swings we saw, you know, the last couple of days, he's coming around. And he had two walks tonight. So he's still dangerous and still getting on base. But Lori C. says, Gleyber is dumb as dirt. Yikes.
He must be the stupidest son of a bitch alive.
We kid Gleyber Torres. We kid Gleyber Torres. I think that he is not the best base runner in the world. That would be putting it lightly. But he can hit. When he gets going, he can carry you for a couple of weeks. We need him to bounce back soon. He usually gets hot in May for sure, because I know he's had some big Mother's Day hits. I remember him swinging the pink bat and wearing the pink socks and all that and doing big things. So anyway. Lori C. reminds us. Like and subscribe. If it's your first time here, we're after every single Yankees game. Go ahead and hit the like button. It helps the video. Go ahead and subscribe. It helps other Yankees fans find the channel. We do a voicemail show pretty much every morning when there's voicemails. There's not, you know, enough every single morning, but when there are, I'll do a voicemail show. The voicemail number is 718-899-1068, and we're available on all podcast platforms. So whether you use, you know, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you know, any of those, Stitcher, Audible, whatever, you can find NYY Recaps just in case you can't get in front of your YouTube provider, whether that's, you know, a lot of people watch YouTube for this channel on their TV screen. That's what I'm seeing in the numbers. We also get a lot of mobile views, but in case you're in the car, can't watch something, go ahead and fire it up on the audio version. But let's wrap it up a little bit early tonight. Been a long day.
Here.
Pedro says the defense is also struggling. You're not wrong. Kenyon Tadlock is quoting me, says when he gets it going, he'll get it going. I think he will. We're talking about Gleyber Torres. We're also talking about Judge, I guess.
Game over, man. Game over.
James Reckling says Gunnar Henderson will be a problem next week. They've got some good young players, man. They've got some very good young players. Jordan Westberg, I think his name is, Colton Cowser. They just called up another guy, like Heston Kerjad or something. I forget his name. They got Jackson Holiday, but he's like one for 35 or something ridiculous. He might get sent down to Triple A, which is a shame, because he's a good looking hitter. Like, I've seen him in spring training a few times, got a great swing, just off to a tough start. So anyways, I will see you guys after tomorrow night's game. Yankees head to Milwaukee. Feel free to call into the voicemail show. And if we get enough to do a show, we'll do one in the morning. Until then, I'll see you next time.